Welcome back, everybody, to the Derby City Fandom Podcast. Today, with all of the fun going on involving the Skrull and the Kree and all sorts of other shape-shifting nonsense, today I think it's a good time to actually talk about the film that introduced it all. So we're talking Captain Marvel.
Carol Danvers herself.
Yes, as portrayed by Brie Larson. I enjoyed the film. Straight up, I thought it was a pretty solid film. Granted, I'm not sure if that's what the ratings say. So, Colin, ratings guy, what say you?
My only contribution to this podcast, I guess. All right. What do y'all, y'all want to take a guess, or you want me to just tell you?
I don't know. Just tell us.
All right. Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes at a lofty 79%.
Mm.
And IMDb with an 8.3 out of 10. Mm. So, interesting.
I mean, it's all right. I
that IMDb would be higher, but okay. All right.
It is there. What it is.
But it is what it is. I mean, yeah, like you all said, I thought the movie was very awesome, and there was definitely some throwbacks that I enjoyed in regards to 90s. Theme kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I will say,
I mean, a blockbuster. Come on. There's only like one of those left in the entire freaking country.
And I'm pretty sure they used it for this film.
I was more of a Hollywood Video guy, but I would say I enjoy the movie more now than I did when I actually watched it the first time.
That's fair. Full disclosure, I started with Secret Invasion before going back to watch.
Wow.
Captain Marvel.
So you like so I was the shit or
only a little bit. Like I knew who the characters were supposed to be and how they were like involved in Secret Invasion, but then actually getting the baseline information, I can see why they decided to kind of further expand into I guess what Secret Invasion is becoming.
Mm-hmm. I can relate, Kenny. Is when I think that's partially why I don't want to say like I dislike Captain Marvel, the film. It was enjoyable. It was entertaining. But the entire time I was watching, I was like, I didn't really follow the plot. I didn't really know the characters. I didn't understand the backstory that much. And that falls on me. Like I'm not the biggest comic book reader, but
yeah.
But now after seeing more Marvel films and kind of connecting dots, I look back on it more fondly. I'm like, oh yeah, all right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So one thing that irks me a little bit, I was trying to bring this up with Colin ahead of time, and he's just like, no, save it for the podcast, because I think it would be a good spot. But
I stand by what I said.
Yes. So the concept of Captain Marvel is interesting, or maybe not even the concept, but just the naming convention. So we're going to go all the way back to the 40s.
Let's do it.
And with Fawcett Publication. They released the comic Captain Marvel, which would later be named Shazam.
Yep.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, in the 50s, about 10 years later, after Captain Marvel was selling more copies than Superman during that decade, got sued by DC because their character was too close to Superman. So Fawcett kind of buckled and they discontinued the line for a handful of years. We then get Marvel, like Marvel Comics, picks up the name again in 68 with Captain Marvel, or Captain Marvel as portrayed by Marvel, the original Captain Marvel.
All right. So going back to the Shazam thing, like the Shazam, like the DC superhero Shazam.
Yes.
Yes.
So is that related at all? Like there's only modern a name Shazam only. Movies. Only a name, name only. Okay.
Yeah. Only a name only.
So you clarify that for me.
it's only a name only, but that's why I'm like rubbing my temples being like, there's Captain Marvels, there's the Marvel family, but then the Marvel family is related to all the people with dealing with Shazam, and then Captain Marvel becomes Shazam because of lawsuit reasons.
And then you're saying when Marvel
Comics gets
a hold of Captain Marvel,
mm-hmm.
the character's name was Mar-Vell.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So we're all on the same page now.
Yes.
Life is good.
Which we can then tie this back to the movie as well. So we do have Carol Danvers interacting with Mar-Vell, but this Mar-Vell is not the same Mar-Vell. Kind of like gender swapped them and changed their names. So in the comics, it was Walter Lawson, and I forget the name of the actress that does it.
I'm drawing a blank too. What is her name?
Which character?
Who actually plays?
Annette.
Yeah.
Annette Bening.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
But her particular Mar-Vell, I guess the human persona, goes by a different name and makes that even more confusing. So
go ahead. No, go ahead. I think I know what you're about to say.
So from there, we then also have Carol Danvers, who starts out as a Miss Marvel and then inherits the title Captain Marvel from Mar-Vell in the comics. Then we get other people that become Miss Marvel or Captain Marvel. You get Monica Rambeau, who becomes a Captain Marvel. We then also get Kamala Khan, who becomes a Miss Marvel, of which we then see them all come together for the Marvels movie that's coming out later in November of this year.
This year, right. So, Carol Danvers, let's just give a general synopsis of the film. So, Carol Danvers is... What's the best way to describe it?
Of
Kree descent.
Oh.
But
she's a hybrid.
Okay. That's fair.
She starts out as a human.
Correct.
Human test pilot. Joining the Air Force. Couldn't really make a name for themselves because very kind of male-centric kind of vibes throughout the entire film, of which we do have a handful of just kind of like awkward moments where they're just like, yeah, no, if like this is the only thing we could do because we're women in the Air Force. So we're test piloting all these experimental craft.
Which at some point, they mention this kind of in the movie, but at some point all of the pilots are just going to be flying drones in just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah. So then, you know, we see her up on what's the
planet is called Hala.
Yeah. And so she's going through all this training with the character
Jon Rogg.
Yeah, played by Jude Law, and they kind of have some training that's going on, and that they're fighting in like scenarios, whatever, are pretty cool. I think.
Yeah, martial arts.
Yes.
And close quarters combat sort of scenarios.
And then they are her and her crew. What is the... You know what? Never mind. It doesn't really matter. So then they're sent off to a Kree planet. No. Not a Kree.
Yes.
A Skrull.
Yeah. A Skrull planet.
But they're like a rescue mission on a Skrull planet.
Yeah.
You're getting your races mixed up.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. So basically, a rescue mission is put into play, and then they are...
Ambushed.
Ambushed. And that turns out...
Well?
Kinda,
yeah.
Right? In an awkward situation, it turns out well for the Kree, because they kill off just about all of the Skrull, except for like maybe 12 of them.
Talos.
Of which we get our main Skrull protagonist.
Are you going to say his name?
Talos.
Talos, however it's pronounced.
Talos.
I don't know.
But yes, so
I like him. I think he's a cool dude.
We see our first introduction to kind of like the memory reading machine that the Skrull have. And the whole idea that Carol Danvers has like a 6-year gap of memory due to crashing in a test flight of an experimental craft.
Mm-hmm.
Of which then she gets, in theory, shot at by a Skrull in her memory.
It does happen. It's not in theory. It does happen.
Yeah, they see, like, in her memories, they see the big blue, pretty blue planet, which we all call Earth. But so then they go back to Earth, right, to kind of dig up what the hell's going on, right?
Well, yes and no. So she gets abducted, Carol Danvers / Veer, as the Kree call her.
Oh, yeah, she escapes.
She escapes.
She does.
Of which she then crash lands into the Blockbuster.
Yes.
Somewhere in California. So from there, we get the fun interactions to young Nick Fury. Rookie Coulson.
I mean, everybody loves Agent Coulson.
Is there a cat yet? When's the cat show up?
That's not till the end of the movie, dude.
All right. Hold that thought, everybody. Get back on your phone. Hold that thought. I'm waiting for the cat to show up.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. Okay. But then we have Carol Danvers kind of fighting with these visions / dreams / nightmares of her past life. But she has no memory of who she was, who any of these people are in her memory. Only that these individuals are somehow related to her as a person.
Yep.
So that is her big kind of like driving point through the film, is discovering who she is. And we see that.
Yeah. And I just had a train of thought and I lost it. So anyway, back to Agent Coulson and Nick Fury. They end up chasing Carol through, they're driving and she's basically on a train. So they're side by side. Meanwhile, she's trying to fight a Skrull.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows what a Skrull is. And basically, they kind of just... I'm not entirely sure what happens.
Well, she gets bamboozled because the fun thing about putting a shapeshifter in a crowd of people...
is you can shapeshift.
Is that you can shapeshift into any body and just walk in a random direction and somebody's going to lose track of you. And it happens. Twice, actually.
Yeah.
So we then get a moment where Carol starts to recall some different incidences from her memories, right? Yep. And is kind of able to narrow down going to a particular bar, of which she then has an at-length discussion with Nick Fury, being like, hey, I didn't used to think aliens were real, but then we just split open a Skrull on a table for an autopsy. So it's like, I'm a little inclined to believe now.
Yeah. So they go to a U.S. Air Force base. Project Pegasus is the name that they're tracking down. At this point, it's Captain Marvel and Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Vers, whatever her name is at the time. So they go to this Air Force base. They recognize that she used to be a pilot for the Air Force. So they start pulling out that thread, right? So they're looking like, hey, she's a pilot. So they find some information that I guess there's some former people part of this project in Louisiana. And that's when we meet. Anybody?
Rambo. Yes. I forget the mother's name. The daughter is Monica.
Maria is the mother.
Maria. Name. Okay.
Kenny. Honestly, I forgot.
And at some point, there's a cat involved in between there.
Yes, the cat is on base.
Yes.
When they go through the archives is when we see Goose for the first time. Jake's favorite character in this film.
Goose. Everybody. I named it Chewie earlier in a different episode. I apologize. The cat's name is Goose.
Yes.
Rookie mistake.
But
At this point, they meet, Varys meets, Rambeau, Monica Rambeau. And then Monica's like, hey, your name is actually Carol Danvers. So now that we have another name to follow. See, this is going back to like my initial point. Like, I'm going through this now in my head. I'm like, when I was watching this movie, I'm like, what the fuck? There's so many names to remember. I'm like, all right, she was Varys, but the movie's named Captain Marvel. But this part, her name is Carol Danvers.
So yes. Like,
right, go on. Next step, Kenny.
But yeah, so as soon as she talks it out with the Rambeaus, kind of remember who she was, we then get Talos pleading with them, be like, hey, we're actually the good guys. We're just trying to get away from you all because you're systematically trying to murder us because we don't want to go underneath the rule of the Supreme Intelligence and the Kree Empire. So because they decided that it wasn't a good idea, that they were going to be systematically murdered. Of which, you know, the Kree do a really good job at it, frankly. They have, like, an entire division. So we do see, like, Ronan the Accuser show up more than a handful of times in this film.
Yes. I honestly forgot about that. No, yeah. I didn't. That's a lie. But I kind of did, but I didn't.
Yes. You know, the other, like, best-known Kree.
We see the Tesseract, too, don't we?
Yes, later on.
Briefly.
So we then find out that Carol Danvers was working with a Kree that was trying to end the war by developing light speed engine technology sort of stuff, being powered by nothing less than the Infinity Stone.
Well, this Kree was named Mar-Vell, right?
The Kree was named Mar-Vell.
Just to complicate it even more.
Yes.
Just throwing that out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm honestly not confused whatsoever.
What? You mean you haven't been keeping notes?
I mean, we are a podcast. We're supposed to know this shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, even with the gender switch and all that. But yeah, so we see them go through them test piloting the engine for the first time. And they get out to space and they discover that the Kree have found Mar-Vell and they shoot the plane down.
Yep.
And shoot her soon after.
Yeah, Yon-Rogg, right?
Yes, Yon-Rogg, which we then discover that the Kree had manipulated Carol Danvers' memories to paint them in a better light. From there, we then...
Yeah, you won't get trust issues there at all.
Right. Which we then see her shoot the engine because that was the thing that they were trying to acquire, at least what they thought they were trying to acquire, right?
Right.
And through accidental exposure to energies and radiation, Carol Danvers gains superpowers. Basically, long story short, is able to manipulate light and energy in all courses of different manners.
So at this point, is she called Captain Marvel then?
No, she's Carol Danvers.
Yeah.
All right, so she's just radioactive Carol Danvers at this point.
Okay, so if this makes it any easier for you, Jake, Carol Danvers never goes by Captain Marvel at all in this entire film.
Well, that's bullshit.
Well, no, that's not true.
Not even the end?
It's on her plane.
Captain is on her plane. It's Captain Carol Avenger Danvers.
I thought there was a... Maybe you're right. I'm pretty sure... I remember it being on the plane.
The point of the story is there's way too many names going on.
Right.
So they... she like absorbs the explosion, gets all this special power, right? So
yes, now but then gets... Then is just knocked out because of the blast and gets abducted by Yon-Rogg and is taken to Hala, the Kree home planet, and then is basically trained to be a Kree warrior. She receives different blood transfusions to become technically a Kree hybrid. So for a minute, she does bleed blue, but not for long.
So at what point, remind me, at what point do they... Is it Talos that recovers the black box recording?
Yes.
Is that next in our little timeline?
Yes. So all of this is happening in kind of like a big, big flashback sequence at the little Louisiana house, right? They kind of upgrade a spaceship that they hijacked from the Pegasus facility to go up to
Mar-Vell's
special laboratory, just casually orbiting around Earth.
It's cloaked. Is that where the, it's cloaked.
Yeah, it's cloaked.
Cloaked.
Is that where the still casual? I can't remember. Is that where the Tesseract's hanging out?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Here you go.
So that is where we're introduced to the Tesseract, and I guess the big fight scene between Carol Danvers, the Skrull.
The Skrull?
I said Skrull.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
And the Skrull kind of teaming up against the Kree at this point. And Carol Danvers just kicks their ass. It is not even a fight. Right? But what makes me sad is that they blow up the Street Fighter II cabinet.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Nice.
Yeah, because...
Thank you for that. Thank you.
For reasons which make total sense, there is a small pocket of Skrull that are just hanging out in the laboratory. Because it's cloaked, nobody could find it. The Kree couldn't find it. Without Kenny's, special...
Kenny says small pocket of Skrull, but it's actually Talos' family, right?
It was Talos' family and like maybe like 12 other people.
Yeah.
I don't have an actual number, but they're relatively easy to count. It isn't like a small city or a village of people. It's, you know, maybe 20, 30 people. But from there, we get the big fight scene. They then crash back to Earth. And we see Carol Danvers have a big moment of, I don't need to prove anything to you, Yon-Rogg. I am who I am at this point. And sends him off back to Hala, being like, Supreme Intelligence, I'm coming for you next.
Yeah.
And we see her fly off with the Skrull after making a promise to Talos that she would help find them a home.
That's good. That's clever.
Leaving Fury a pager.
And a cat.
A modified pager.
Modified pager.
And a modified cat.
To contact an emergency.
Yes.
The cat's not for contact, but the pager's for contact.
I didn't think that needed to be clarified, Jake, but thank you. I just
wanted to clarify for everybody.
But yes. So we then have the final closing scene of... Well, the movie.
Well, Fury kind of... I'm reading this, so keep that in mind. Fury drafts an initiative to locate heroes. That's like Danvers. That's what
I was going into.
Yes. Naming it after Air Force call sign Avenger.
Which is on her plane.
Which is on her plane.
Yes.
Okay, so I stand corrected.
Yes, but... slightly before that scene, we have like their like last interaction... Where they're in like the kitchen just doing shit, where he gets the pager, the modified like space pager. He says Mar-Vell as Marvel, and Carol corrects him. That actually happens in the comics.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Yeah. Of which we then are also kind of introduced to like the funny joke of, you know, how did Nick Fury lose his eye? Later on, it's just like, oh, well, Goose scratches it out in this film, which we find out that, okay, Goose is, like, you know, an alien. So, of course, and like in other instances in different comics, like, for example, he gets his eye, like, slashed out by, like, Weapon X. We basically see that Carol Danvers is setting up the stage for Secret Invasion.
We didn't know that yet.
Whoa, we didn't know that.
Whoa. We're leaving out the best part, the post-credit scene.
Post-credit scene, yes. But I'm just talking about the pre-credit scenes.
So the post-credit scene, Goose, which is the cat. Just to remind everybody, we're talking about the cat. We're talking about the cat. Goose climbs onto Fury's desk. And what does he do, Colin?
What does he do, Jake?
He pukes up the Tesseract.
Yep.
Loved it. Love it. That's the best part of the movie.
Well, yeah, because they have to put it in a vault somewhere for Loki to get later. in the Avengers.
More Cat. Kevin Feige. We want more Cat.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, so I guess just overall, what did you think about the film? I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good way to introduce Carol Danvers into the picture.
The film, yes. I agree with you 100%. The film is awesome. We did not realize that it was going to basically lead into, you know, the Marvels and what is going to be depicted in that new film coming out in November, but also kind of helps wrap things up with Secret Invasion, which I am totally loving. But there's one side note that I kind of want to bring up. So in Endgame, when Thanos is going up against Captain Marvel, he basically, she basically kicks his ass, essentially.
Yes.
And, you know, he's punching her and whatnot, and she's not even, like, she's not even flinching at this point because she's got this...
She's got the energy aura on her.
Right, exactly. So that is all of the Infinity Stone's power being directed at her. But he's able to just take one stone. I don't remember which stone it was. Do you remember which stone it was? But he takes one of those stones and then just freaking...
It was the purple one.
It was... Yeah, he just knocks her out and she flies back like 200-300 feet.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
I was talking with a coworker about this the other day.
Shout out to you, by the way. His name's Nick. Yeah, you're welcome. I think this is my second shout out to him, by the way.
That's fine. So that's interesting because Captain Marvel was supposed to be like the initial answer to Thanos for a while. Aside from Drax the Destroyer, but that's a different rabbit hole altogether.
He's a punk ass bitch.
But we, in theory, see that Carol Danvers is able to deal with Thanos by herself if Thanos is, like, you know, not like souped up with all the stones.
And he had all the stones,
but he didn't turn them on. That's
no
thing.
That is bullshit. Why wouldn't he have been using all of the stones all at once simultaneously during that entire fight with all of the Avengers? It makes no sense why he wouldn't have been using them. He was using them. This is freaking bullshit. I don't believe that. I don't believe that one bit.
Well, I do, because you see that him just trying to put all of them on to prepare to do the big snap, to do the blip, causes him a lot of pain, even for Thanos. Like, you see him, like, struggle against the power surge. So, it's not on all the time.
Okay, fine. So, basically what you're saying is none of those stones were being used. He just had them on his little gauntlet. And then,
like, they,
his
they
power against all of Captain Marvel's power, he was still able to match that. That's what you're telling me? Because that is bullshit. She should have been able to kick his ass if none of those stones were being used. So therefore, he was using at least a portion of those stones when fighting her.
So my...
I'm heated right now.
You're heated a little bit, which is fine, because my counter-argument to that is Thanos is still a titan. Those are strong, strong, strong motherfuckers to begin with.
I get that, but I'm sorry, Captain Marvel is more powerful than a Titan.
Yes.
But if I'm wrong, put something in the comments to tell me I'm wrong.
Doesn't make for a good movie if there isn't a big sacrifice.
That's why
moment. This
is a sidebar conversation. This is why I want to poke jabs at Captain Marvel, because some of the shit that happens in Endgame is absolute bullshit. Just like going back in time, they disobeyed all of the rules of time travel, by the way.
Well, time travel is depicted however the writers want to do it.
They weren't consistent. But anyway, all right, back to Captain Marvel. I'm done.
Well, I'm not sure if there's much left past that point. So we see the start of the Avengers, which is kind of odd, because we have the whole you know, Captain America is the first Avenger, but that's a different program, technically, that they started back in the 40s, 30s, whichever.
40s.
40s, yep. I forget the exact year that the first Avenger took place in.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I gave that movie so much credit. I was like, oh, what a clever little thing. Like, Nick Fury's over there. Samuel Jackson's typing. I'm going to rename this The Avengers. I didn't even think about Captain America. Well, maybe he kind of
it went
that,
with
though.
It was under a different program name, if anything.
Huh. That's but, a good point, yeah. Kenny. Man, you guys are just poking holes everywhere.
What was the original title? It became the Avengers Initiative, but what was it before that? Anyway, Captain Marvel's dope. I'm really excited for some answers in regards to the Marvels. Definitely watch Kamala Khan and her little series on Disney Plus. Maybe they should do one for Rambo. I mean, she's more of a side character, really.
Well, she shows up in a handful of spots with Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, but like her own series. But I guess she's not really...
I don't want to say she's not a major character, but right now, how they have set her up, she's not yet a major character. She doesn't become a major character until this Marvel's film.
Correct. But anyway. Jake, did you find out?
Not yet.
I don't know if we'll get a second Marvel 2, like Captain Marvel 2.
Probably not.
I think that's probably what they're aiming the Marvels to be.
Basically.
I do know that this movie, even though it's kind of like better than mid ratings-wise, did make a lot of money, so I don't see why they wouldn't.
I guess we'll find out.
Answer your question, Colin. It was originally called the Protector Initiative.
Protector. My brain was thinking that they just tried to use, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. again, but...
That would have made sense.
That wouldn't have made sense, yeah.
All right. Closing thoughts?
It was a good movie, entertaining movie. The very first time I watched it, I was confused as fuck. There's a lot of names, a lot of things I did not realize. It falls on me. I never really followed the comic books that closely, but I was a big MCU fan. So overall, as I mentioned, entertaining, good movie to watch. I like it more now after seeing so much more information as I better understand it, especially now after like Secret Invasion and the upcoming Marvel's movie and some of the Avengers stuff as well. But at the time, the first time I watched it, I was like, eh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat's the best part.
You and that cat, man. I enjoyed the film. It was a mess. I agree with you, Jake. It is a mess at times to try to keep track of all the different names, especially in regards to Marvel. Now, part of that's also on me because I know a little too much, and my brain wants to associate the name Captain Marvel to early Shazam more than anything else. Yeah. But then you have Carol Danvers, who, as a character, I think is just really solid. Because, frankly, I don't want to say that DC and Marvel are constantly copying each other, but this is like the closest to like a Superman equivalent that Marvel has.
Next thing you know, Captain Marvel is going to be fighting some antagonist or whatever, and then that antagonist is going to say somebody's name, and then she's going to be like,
Yeah, it's kind of like how everybody thought that Captain America was just a comic book character when the Avenger film came out. Like, all of the people in that film thought that Steve Rogers was just a person that, like, you know, fought the Nazis and died and all that jazz, not realizing that he was frozen in a block and was, like, alive for, like, or, like, thawed out for, like, 2 weeks before, like, before the planet got invaded by aliens, you know.
If I could say one more thing, I think regarding Captain Marvel, the one thing Marvel or the MCU did really well was her introduction to the universe. I love the, was a post-credit scene, I can't remember, but like the pager, like Nick Fury, he like presses the pager and you see her logo appear. Like I absolutely love that. I think that was so much fun. And then, her movie comes out, but then she shows up for the first time in Endgame?
Endgame at the end.
So I think her introduction to the broader MCU was brilliant.
Yeah.
But I think they could have done a better job of preparing a fan like me who didn't read much of the comic books, who was kind of confused. I think they could have done a little bit better job of explaining, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but like maybe in the other movies, like trying to connect the dots a little bit more.
Well, I think the problem was, if my memory is correct, we see Infinity Wars play out. The snap happens, and we see Fury press the button on the pager. But at that point, we don't know what the pager is for, but we see the symbol. So if you know the comic books, then you know, okay, that's Captain Marvel. But the movie hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
I think it was the next movie to come out after Avengers, because I think Captain Marvel came out in between Infinity War and Endgame, if I'm correct. And
I think their timing was right. I agree with their timing. Like, I'm not necessarily advocating for Captain Marvel should have came out before Infinity War. I guess I'm kind of advocating for, like, if there was a way for them to better explain some of the characters, some of the backstory without spoiling it all for some of a fan like me. Because I'm sure you were probably okay, Kenny, and probably you too, Colin, when you watched the movie. But when I watched it, just as an MCU fan, I was like, what the fuck?
Like, well, why is this pager important, and why are they zooming in on it for the final frame of the movie?
Yeah, it's I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
Probably in the minority.
All right, fellas. Let's wrap up. Let's go have a beer.
Fair enough, man. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Derby City Fandom Podcast. You can find this here on YouTube. You can find us just about anywhere.
Instagram,
yes. Spotify. Anywhere you can find. Anything else you'd like to add?
Do we have a Facebook? We might have
a Facebook.
We have a Facebook. All social media is run on my end. You're welcome.
Yes,
please
thank
continue
you.
To follow us. Tell all your friends and family about us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Subscribe on YouTube, please.
But yes, thank you all for listening and... I think next time, Secret Invasion wrap-up. Look forward to it, boys.
Yee-yee.
See you, everybody.
See you.